0.04 seconds at 331.53 miles per hour, took him to the top of the category during tonight's evening session. Steve, talk about tonight's pass and the success you're finding with this track.
I've had quite a bit of success here in the past, and I enjoy coming here. The track is so smooth. I told the guys, man, it was really fast shaft or something earlier. It just felt like it was slipping the tire and wasn't going anywhere. And it went 820 something 60 foot, and they just realized that it's so smooth. It doesn't have any kind of, I don't know what it is. I don't tune one of these things. I just drive one. But it was really smooth leaving early and then all the way down through there. So I enjoy coming here and racing. I enjoy coming back. We've done really well in the four wide format. And so I don't remember what we did here last year, but we're going to try to carry the momentum that we have right now into race day. Richard Hogan and Bobby Lagana have done really well, but Clay has outperformed us in qualifying over the last few races, and so we need to keep that guy from gaining those points. I mean, every point right now counts, and we need to get as many of them as possible, or keep him from getting as many as possible. So we've seen those guys go out early, and it was no surprise that Grubby went for it, went 71, second pair out. But the track's great. They've done a really good job of preparing it, and especially having the weather that came through here over the last few days for it to be this good. I mean, that's just a testament to what they've done and how well the surface is.
Question. Steve, is it frustrating to you that you've won every round of every race so far in the countdown and somebody's actually close to you?
Nothing about that is frustrating. I mean, David Grubnik, Clay Milliken, those guys are serious contenders. I mean, they've run well, and they've run really well when they need to. I think I've voiced my opinion quite enough about I'm not a big fan of the countdown. I think somebody told me today, had they not reset the points, we would have clinched it at Dallas. So I understand some of the reasoning for it. I'm not a big fan of it. I think that you should race the season, and whoever does the best wins. But no, it's not frustrating at all. I mean, we're here to race, and we're here to prove that we are the best. I think that over the last 2 years, we have learned a lot. I came into last season with a different mindset. I had a chip on my shoulder, and I wanted to not only prove that we were championship caliber, but I wanted to force it down their throats and make them like it. And we lost that. We lost it there at the last race of the season, and I approached this year with a different mentality. Just enjoy it. I think that we set ourselves apart as a championship contender last year by winning double the races that anybody else had won, and I think that we've been very fortunate and blessed this year to have won four times as many races as anybody else in the class. So it's just how the point system is and how it works and what they think is best for them that they're doing. But we're gonna continue to just keep moving forward and trying to build on that lead. I mean, I don't know how many points we are ahead, but it's four or five rounds, and that's not a big enough cushion right now that we can relax, and so we just need to keep moving forward with the same intensity and the same drive. And I think my thing died. We just need to keep moving forward with the same intensity and drive that we did for the first 18 races in these last three of the countdown. It's gonna be a long battle for the last three, but it's definitely something that I think that Richard and Bobby and myself and all of the Capco boys are up for. I flipped the switch up and it didn't talk.
You're good. Keep going.
Okay. And you look good in that pink cap, just telling you.
Steve.
Are you buying? Are you bidding? Caps told me to say that. Hold on, give me a gavel. Go ahead, brother. I'm just picking on you.
Because that's what you do.
Yes, sir.
You were talking earlier about you've got to do everything perfectly and you've got to score points. Well, the easiest way to do that is to do what you did today. You got all the little points that you could possibly get, even though Clay got a couple of them there in Q2. Does that feel like mission accomplished, at least for today?
Man, we take this thing one round at a time. They asked me last week, what do you got to do when you come here? What do you got to do to move forward? And I said, first, we got to qualify. And then go rounds. And that's the same approach we came into this race with, is qualify. And it's imperative that you run well Q1. You have to run well Q1 to really get a firm hold in the base on it. We don't have tracks like this all the time. We don't have track prep like this all the time. And as Ray said, they weren't going to change the track prep. They have changed the track prep. So not taking anything away from Clay, but to go out there and just throw a Hail Mary and go 71, you know, more than likely that doesn't stick at other tracks. So we went out and did what we could do, what we felt comfortable with, and then Richard saw that run, saw the other runs, and was able to compensate for it, and we went 70 flat. I don't think that mission's accomplished. Mission won't be accomplished until they say, hey, man, don't race anymore, you are the champ. You know, I think that's the mindset that we have. Keep working, don't look up, don't let up, and just keep pushing. And eventually somebody's gonna say, hey, you lost or you won. And so hopefully that's how that'll go.
Well, thank you and best of luck this weekend.
Thank you all.